Well, good morning and Merry Christmas.
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, that's right. Sorry that we make you start later than our church. It's a special time of year for my family. This morning I was actually 2 hours south of Houston with my wife's family opening presents.
他是在今天早上，他是在这个两个小时以外的那个休斯顿南边，跟他的太太的家人一起展开圣诞礼物。
But I was so excited to come back here and share with all you this morning.
他很高兴的赶回来跟大家来分享这些信息。
Can I start us with just a short word of prayer?
我想开始做一个简短的祷告。
Father, we are so grateful for the gift you have given us at Christmas time.
天父，我们真的是很感谢，很感恩你给我们这个这么特别的礼物。The
time of year where you gave yourself and took the form of a human.
在这个时刻里，把你独生子降生到世上，为了我们。You
forever changed the world that we live in.
你因为这样子，我们这个世界全部的改变，永远的改变。And
we are so grateful for that gift.
我们真的是非常的感恩这个礼物，你带给我们。
Every person that we hug,
每一个人我们拥抱的,
every gift that we open,
每一个礼物我们打开的,
every warm smile,
每一个温暖的微笑,
would we recognize the gift giver of this season?
我们都能够认识这是一个这个季节给礼物的季节,
as you gave the greatest gift, the gift of your son.
因为你给我们最大的礼物就是你的儿子,
words can't express our gratitude.
任何的字跟文字都没办法表达我们的感谢。Let
me say thank you this morning.
我们再一次的说谢谢你今天早上。In
Jesus' name.
在耶稣的名。Amen.
Have you ever had a summer job for the wrong reasons?
有没有曾经做过一个暑期打工，但是不是一个对的原因去做的暑期打工？
Not sure if you're like me, but me and my friends often took summer jobs not to establish careers. Usually we wanted something that our parents would give us money for, and we would work a job to get it. Back in the summer of 1992, I wanted the latest video game system. The only way I could see to do it was to work in the food service industry. Where I'm from, a town called Binghamton, New York. Yes, we had a very special type of sandwich known as the Speedy Sandwich. Texans don't know what this is. Comes in chicken, pork, and beef. And people from Binghamton, New York celebrate the sandwich with hot air balloons and a big festival every year. So it seemed natural that I would want to get a job at a yummy place like this. So I worked for one of the Lupo brothers, Mr. Steve Lupo. And a couple of my friends, we started working there with not the best motives. And let's just say we weren't into customer service. For every piece of chicken speedies that went on the sandwich, about another one went into my mouth. Every now and then we'd accidentally put a frozen pizza into the oven, which would shrink it, and then it couldn't be served to the customers, and so we would get to eat it. I'm not proud of myself today for this. And Steve Lupo was not very proud of us either at the time. Looking back, I would call myself a very bad employee. I wasn't serving Steve Lupo or the restaurant or even the customers. I was serving myself. The Apostle Paul wants to talk to the Philippian church about who it is that they serve. And in so doing that, he's going to tell us about what Christmas is really all about. So he's going to define for us what our community should be like as a church. And he's going to use the coming of Christ as the reason for why we should be that type of community. So if you have a Bible, you might want to open to Philippians chapter 2. And just follow along with me as I read the text. Therefore, if you have any comfort from being united with Christ, if any consolation from his love, if a any participation in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being of the same mind, having the same love, being one in spirit, and intent on one purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should be concerned not only for your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Just want to make a few comments on the text as we move through it here. Notice at the beginning of this passage, there are four ifs. It's as if Paul is saying there's a couple of assumptions I need to ground with us before I move forward. And this is related to what Paul said back in chapter 1 of Ephesians. In that chapter, he lays out the entire plan of God's salvation for us. As he comes into chapter 2, though, he now wants to turn from talking about what God has done to us to how we could respond. And he starts with the four ifs. If you have comfort in Christ. If you are consoled by Christ's love. If you have participation or fellowship with the Spirit. If you have experienced the tender mercy and compassion from God the Father, So in his assumption, he's wondering if we have experienced salvation from that has been part of the entire Trinity, or the entire Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
他的意思保罗的意思就是，如果我们这都有经历到说这一整连串的一个从来自神、来自基督、来自圣灵的这个Trinity的三位一体的感动经验。
He says, if you understand what God, the love that God has given you.
他说，如果你了解说这个神给你的爱。
This is very important to understand this because this is where true service comes from.
他说这一点是非常重要，因为真正的服事是从这边开始，知道说你知道神是来自神的爱。
So in one sense, that true service comes from true contentment.
他说，第一个就是说，真正的那个服事是来自你真正的满足。
But not just any contentment, a contentment found in a relationship with Christ.
他说这个满足不是说一般的满足，而是说你的满足跟神、跟基督的、耶稣的关系上的满足。
Tell us that true generosity flows from true humility.
他说真正的慷慨，OK，真正的慷慨是来自真实的人性。
As you recognize your need for Christ and that need for salvation, and you humbly accept it.
就好像你自己知道说，我有需求，来自我有对基督要求的需求。
Your heart can overflow in giving to others. Or another way of saying that is when your attention is diverted from yourself and all of that you need for yourself.
他说就好像说你有时候把你自己从你就是看重自我的这个注意力把它转移。
You can become truly other-centered.
那你就可以变成就以他人为中心。
As we stop grasping for what we need for myself,
就当我们就是说不再永远在追求为我自己的东西来追求。
You can start giving to others.
这个时候你就可以开始给别人了。
And that's what this passage is referring to.
它就是这段经文所要讲的就是
the powerful love that God gives us, the powerful care that God gives us.
这个经文要讲的意思是说，这神给我们一个这么大的爱啊，这么大的那个关怀。
Changes us into people who don't need anything else.
可以把我们改变成就是一个人，就是我们身上什么东西都不需要。
We're people who are not grasping for things in life.
所以我们就不再像一些一般人总是想追求抓住一些东西。
We're not trying to gain more and more to achieve comfort.
我们不需要说想要抓住更多更多的东西，让心里更满足。
Because we've been already comforted by God's love.
因为我们的心里已经被神的安慰充满。And
Paul says that if this is true of you,
所以保罗说，如果这个是真的，对你来说是真的话，
then you know the powerful sense of God's love for you.
那你就可以，你就是真正体谅说，体验到说这个神的爱的伟大。
Then the most natural response would be to love others.
所以你的自然的反应就是去爱别人。
And he says that this is what unifies our church.
他说，事实上这个是最重要的东西，它连接，把我们整个教会连接在一起。
If you notice in the text, the word same, one is repeated there.
你们看到这个经文里头，他在讲同样、同一、同一、同一心、同心的，然后三次吧，same。
So if you know the love of Christ, we should be the same. We should be one. We should be one. We should be the same.
他说，如果说你知道、你了解到基督的爱的话，我们应该是同样的一个啊，一直三个一个一样的。Literally,
the text says one souled.
他说，在这个经文里头，这个字上的意思就是说同个灵。And
it's aiming toward a specific end.
啊，这个灵就是我们要目标是同样的目标。Stated
in three ways.
有三个方面。
Don't live selfishly or empty.
好，这第一个就是说，不要过着自我为中心的生活，或是很空虚的、没无神的生活。Humbly
regard others as better.
而且同时呢，我们要谦卑自己，看别人比自己强。Which
the Greek verb for humble literally means to rank yourself beneath others.
他说，在希腊文的意思 humble 谦卑的意思就是说，你要把自己，就是安排在比别人的下面。
And he sums it up by stating, look to others' interests just as you would look to your own. And this is what Christ is asking us to do together. And this is how a community responds to the love of Christ together. And that the one purpose that Paul wanted to stress, the one thing that he wanted to get across, the thing that we should literally be one souled on, is living for others. It's very difficult in America, isn't it? Is it difficult at Christmas? In the United States, I've read a lot about how advertising works. You might have noticed the advertising around Christmas time. This is a picture from Black Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving, outside of a Best Buy. In the marketing books that I've read, says literally that the advertiser's job is to activate a child instinct inside you. And I'm not sure how your children express it, but in my house, sometimes when one of them has something that the other one wants, they will grab it and say, "Gimme." And they say that the advertiser's job, as we get older, we suppress that "gimme" kind of feeling. But the advertiser's job is to bring that out of you again. So that you understand that the products that you buy fulfill you.
The product you buy for?
Fulfill you.
Oh, 他说事实上他就是要让你摆那些消费品。
And so what is it that you hear around your house, the things they need this year? Is it Big Bertha golf club? Like that? Purses? That's what I was going for when I worked that job. Xbox,
yeah.
Oh,
that's
just
Xbox.
There we go. Closer.
iPhone.
Latest iPhone 5.
Yeah,
iPad.
iPhone, iPad.
Do you know that in 2003, the United States spent $16 billion in foreign aid? But in 2005, $276 billion was spent on advertising. In 1990, $100 million was spent on advertising to children. In just 10 years, that number had grown to $2 billion in the year 2000.
10年后，在2000年的时候，这个数字已经增加到20亿美元。
In Africa, let me tell you how they trap monkeys.
他现在想讲的故事，在非洲他们怎么抓那个猴子。
They have a large nut that they put inside a small box with a small hole in it.
在非洲，他们抓那个猴子，就是说他把一个很大的坚果放在一个小盒子，小盒子上面有个小洞。
Inside, they put some type of barrier, something that the monkey can't resist.
<音><音>
He puts his hand in the hole and grabs a hold of the berries. And now his fist is larger. And he can't pull it back out. And then the monkey is trapped. He literally will not let go. But because he's captured by his desires. And Paul is telling us in this passage, we need to rearrange our priorities. Only as we are emptied of grasping for things for ourselves, can we be free enough to serve others. This requires the experience of contentment in Christ. Comfort by his love. Of consolation by the ministry of God to us. To be transformed from consumers of material goods. To being consumed by the love of Christ for us. When you do that, that changes the priorities to less of me and more of us. And Paul would say that you have a very good example to go and look to. You can read along with me this next set of verses. In your relationships with one another, have the same attitude as Christ Jesus, who being in very form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he emptied himself by taking the very form of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. See, what Paul says is literally the words in Greek, it's hard to express. In this first sentence in verse 5, he says, think this among yourselves. Which is taking us back to that idea of the one purpose that we should all join in on. He says, have the same attitude that Christ did. Now what's interesting in this section is what Paul is, the reason why in a lot of Bibles it's condensed is that this is a hymn fragment. Paul is quoting a well-known verse that was probably used in many of the churches back then. And so this might be one of the very earliest forms of the church of the New Testament. And look what it says about who Jesus was. Said that he did not hoard his prosperity. He gave himself to serve. And he was obedient to his Father. Let's discuss that first idea that Jesus did not hoard for himself. It's a very difficult verse to translate in verse 6 from the original Greek.
Mm-hmm.
But it says that, in some translations, it says that Jesus didn't consider equality with God as something to be grasped.
他说有些版本说是说耶稣当时不觉得他跟神是同等，所以说他要抓紧。
And what that means is that Jesus didn't really hold on to the status he had with his Father.
他这个意思就是说耶稣并没有就是说他跟神同等的地位，他没有就这样紧紧地抓住。
That he could have been perfectly content in heaven with his Father.
他可能他可以就是说本来就是很满足的跟他的神的一些关系。
But the reason that he wasn't
但是这个理由他为什么没有把这个他跟神相同的一个地位呢紧紧地抓住保留给他自己
is that you and I were lost without
him. 因为他是他耶稣知道说你跟我我们都没有。
And it's because Jesus in his very nature is other-centered.
他说耶稣的一个很本质就是他都以他人为中心。
And because of his other-centeredness
因为他都是以别人为中心。
He decided not to greedily hold on to that and to come and be with us at Christmas.
所以他就决定说，耶稣说，因为他就他是一个总是以别人为中心，所以他不会很贪婪的把这个东西保留给他自己，然后决定在圣诞节的时候给来把带来给大家。
He was not content to hold his glory by himself, but to share it with you and I.
他并没有把他这个荣耀直接自己保留起来，但是他要把它跟大家一起分享。
And so the gift that God literally gives at Christmas is the gift of himself.
他说这个圣诞节就是说是神的一个礼物给我们带。
The word we use for that is the incarnation, that God became flesh.
他说这个话我们讲就是说神变成道成肉，神基督就以人的形象出现。
But not just any type of person.
他说耶稣来到这个世界上不是像一般的这种人。
The text literally says that he became the form of a servant.
他说耶稣在这个经文上讲得很清楚，耶稣来到这个世界不是一般的人，他是把自己当做一个仆人。
This identity is stressed by Jesus in many other places in the Bible.
他说耶稣把自己的那个认同到一个仆人的形象，他说在圣经其他很多经文都有出现。
In John chapter 13, he literally takes the form of a servant and washes the disciples' feet.
在约翰福音第十三章，耶稣就做了替他门徒洗脚。
In Matthew chapter 20 and Mark chapter 10, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life.
在马太福音第二十章第二十八节，还有马可福音第十章第四十五节，耶稣也说过，他来到这个世界是不是要被服侍，而是要服侍人。
And Jesus himself says in Luke 22, "But I am among you as one who serves."
我刚刚讲的，在那个路加福音第二十二章二十七节，他也讲，我就是来服务服侍你。
While he was here, he made you and I his business.
所以当他来到这个世界的时候，他把你跟我都变成他的事情了。
He was consumed with serving us.
他就被他的充满的一个任务就是要服务服侍我。
He got overly involved in our lives.
所以他非常的进入我们的生活。
He got up close and personal with us. He became vulnerable with us. Many professional people who are engaged in helping others, be it doctors or in psychiatry or even pastors, they would say, be careful not to get too close to others. Don't be pulled in into their world. It might cost you too much. This is not the way Jesus thought. He becomes a real friend with us. He weeps with us. He's willing to come to your door. He doesn't ignore you at social functions. He wanted to meet you. To sit down and talk with you. To care about what you care about.
他想关心 你所关心的事。
And to help you with what you were struggling with.
他想要帮助你当你正在挣扎一些事情的时候。
How far did it go?
他可以做到多远呢？
The text says that it went all the way to a cross and to his own death.
他这个圣经上说他可以做到甚至搭在十字架为我们而死。
This was his attitude.
他说这就是基督的一个态度。
Most servants at the time of Jesus didn't have a choice to serve.
他说在基督耶稣那个时代的一些那个仆人，他没有机会去服侍。
In the ancient world, a servant was literally a slave.
他说在一个古老的时代的时候，一个仆人真正的那个就是服务。
And as a slave, if the master says do something, he did. He would.
他说就如果一个奴隶的话，你的主人说你做什么，你就必须要去做什么。
Our text is that today says that Jesus took that form of a slave or a servant voluntarily by choice.
他说我们的经文上说，我们的主耶稣基督采取接受那个就是以这样奴隶的仆人那种模式啊，那个方式来。Because
that is who he was. That's what defined him.
他说那个就是我们的主耶稣基督，他认定的主耶稣。
Because he was free from grasping.
因为他自己已经把他架空，不再去想抓求任何他自我的东西。
He was free to serve.
所以他很自由的、自在的去服侍他人。
This is what Paul is saying he wants the Philippian church to be and our church to be.
这就是保罗当时他希望腓立比的那个教会，他们要这样做，也希望我们今天的教会要这样做。
Not just to serve here and there as good Christians might. Not to serve just here or there as good Christians might do.
OK，就不光只是说服侍这边那边，就像一般的基督徒要做的。
But to actually become servants.
他说，事实上我们要做的是像一个仆人一样。
People that define themselves by helping others.
他说一般人他认定他自己用仆人的形象来帮助其他人。
Who busy themselves and make the business other people.
他说让自己很充满、很忙碌，别人的事情当做自己的事情。
And believe it or not, Paul says there's great joy in this.
但是很难，你不会想象的话，事实上保罗也说了，当你做到这一点的时候，你内心会充满喜乐。
And this is the example of Christmas.
他说这是一个就是实际上圣诞节要带来的一个榜样。
Not sure what it'll cost us.
我不能确定说这个到底会造成我们多少的负担跟成本。
But I do know it'll be a surrender of our personal selfishness.
但是说我确信的就是我们必须要先舍弃我个人的自我，自私的这一部分。
But read along with me where this path leads.
他说跟我一起来念这个段经文。
Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my dear friends, as you always obey, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. Do you want to shine like stars in the sky?
他说你想要在星空下这个变成一个闪亮的星星吗？
Do you want to follow the path that led to Christ's exaltation?
他说你要追寻那个像耶稣基督一样最后升到至高的那个路吗？
It will be in following the same pattern that the Savior went.
我们可以照，就是遵照这同样我们的救世主他走的一个路。
1 Peter chapter 5 says, God will exalt you in due time if you humble yourself.
他说在彼得那个译书的时候，上面有一段经文讲说，如果你谦卑你自己。
That humbling is an emptying of ourselves to be filled of Christ.
他说你谦卑你自己的时候，你就是 把你自己架空啊，同时你就会神就会提高，就把你提升。
And as we're filled with Christ, we do the kind of things that Christ did.
那如果我们被充满，就是耶稣他所做的事情。
And notice in this last section, it talked about the voluntary nature of which Paul would like us to serve others.
他刚刚讲的时候，最关键的时候，他说那个保罗要我们做的是，我们要自愿。
As he says, obey, just like Jesus obeyed, not when I'm there, but also when I'm absent.
他说我们要顺服，顺服神，顺服耶稣，是自愿的顺服，不管我在不在。
Not without, not grumbling or complaining or arguing.
或不要发牢骚，也不要抱怨。
Don't we want us, our children to obey us in the same way? But they obey to the point where they see the same value as we see. Where it becomes their choice, not our choice for them. This is the same type of obedience Christ wants from us.
他说这是这样的一个服从顺服是神的基督要我们做的。
He says if we serve this way,
他说我们服就是服侍他用这种方式。
That light will shine in a very dark world.
他说当我们用这种方式去服侍人的时候，他说在黑暗的世界这个光会很闪亮。
A world that is consumed by grasping at things.
他说在我这个世界上现在都是已经充满了就是想每个人要抓紧他自己要的东西。
A world that's only consumed with thinking about me and mine.
他说这个世界上只是已经充满了，就是每个人都想到只有什么是我要的。
Imagine being a servant not limited by family lines.
他说如果我可以做一个仆人哈，不光只是限制在我们自己的家庭。
Cultural lines.
或是我们的文化上。
Or anything else that limits us, because nothing limits us if we define ourselves by being a servant.
他说当我们定义我们自己像耶稣一样成为一个仆人的话，他说没有任何东西可以限制我们。
And that we choose that.
而且这是我们自愿选择的。
If we do that, we'll be reenacting the resurrection of Christ.
他说如果我们能做到这一点的话，我们就像耶稣复活一样。
Just as God exalted him.
那就好像神高举耶稣一样。
The New Testament tells us we will be exalted as we serve.
他说新约上那个圣经上讲了，我们会同样的也神也会高举我们。
As we love like he loved us.
就好像我们爱他，他就像他爱我们。
Service is a powerful way to reach out to people.
他说服侍他人是一个非常有用有效的方式去传福音。
We have a neighbor on our street several doors down from us.
他说我以我自己住的例子来讲，有一个邻居就是几个住几户人家之外的一个邻居。
Her name is Kelly.
她的名字叫 Kelly.
And we weren't able to make much of a relationship with her for about 2 years.
她说将近两年来，我们跟她没有什么好关系。
It's difficult in America to make relationships sometimes with your neighbors.
她说在美国有时候是蛮难的，跟你的邻居要弄个好关系蛮难的。
But then she had a need.
然后她有一个需要。
She didn't know who was going to take care of her two daughters after school as she worked.
他说当他有两个女儿在放学后不知道谁可以照顾她的时候。
My wife and I decided to serve her by taking care of her children after school.
所以我和我的太太就决定就是说帮她照顾她的女儿在放学后。
We got involved.
我们就开始跟她有接触。
It was costly.
这个成本也蛮高的，花蛮多时间的。
But she began to see Christ in us.
但是他透过这个时候，他开始去寻找耶稣基督。
We talk about things that we've never talked about before with our neighbor Kelly.
他说我们就开始谈一些事情，从来跟我的邻居 Kelly 没有谈过的事情。
And literally open a door to the conversation about Jesus.
他说就这样子，我们就敞开这个跟那个可以跟耶稣基督对话的一个大门。
And we're waiting for the moment for that light to shine into her heart where she can see Christ for herself.
我们现在正在等待，就是说那个时刻来临，那个闪光的来临，让她决定要接受主耶稣基督为救主。
But we approached her the same way Christ approached us.
所以我们接触她就像耶稣接触我们一样。
The form of a servant.
用一个仆人的形象模式跟他们接触。
That's what that little baby in a manger means. That baby who, being very young, needed to be served, will grow up to serve. And Paul says, if there is one thing you could be united on, that you would know how much Christ loved you and served you, that you could go and do the same. And then perhaps Christ's light will shine on that. Because they will see Christ in you. Because you have taken the form of a servant. Let me pray for you. Father, what an example you set for us. The God of the universe, the God who had everything, who needed nothing from us, lowered yourself to serve us. It was so costly for you, God. You gave everything to lift us high. And God honored your sacrifice. Lord, help us to choose the same path that you chose. That we would learn to love like you love. To serve like you served. And experience the joy of living just as our Savior lived. Help us release the desires that we so strongly grasp for. So that we can be free to lift up the people around us. Use our service to draw people to your Son, Jesus Christ.
It's
in Jesus' name that we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.